This year, for Black History Month, we're bringing you stories of Black Michiganders who made contributions in medicine and science. And as many of us wait for our turn to get a shot of a new vaccine to end a pandemic, we want to look back at a contribution to the development of a different vaccine. 100 years ago, the disease known as whooping cough killed about 6,000 children every year. In the 1930s, two doctors in Grand Rapids, two women, developed the first successful vaccine against the disease. And to make the vaccine more effective, they relied on the work of a scientist named Loney Clinton Gordon. Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer tells the story.
In the archives at the Grand Rapids Public Library, there is a recording made by the historian Carolyn Shapiro Shapin in 1998.
This is an interview with Mrs. Loney Gordon.
Gordon was born in Arkansas as Loney Clinton. She moved to Grand Rapids as a child. She went to South High School and was just a few years younger than Gerald Ford. They both appear in the school's yearbook in 1931. Loney Clinton studied to become a dietitian, but she told Shapiro Shapin she left one job because she didn't like the way her supervisor treated her. She applied for other jobs in Grand Rapids, but she says she was told some wouldn't take orders from a Black female dietitian. That's when she heard from Dr. Pearl Kendrick. Kendrick and Grace Eldering had been working for almost a decade on the vaccine for the whooping cough, which is also known as pertussis. But they needed a better strain of the bacteria to isolate to make the vaccine more effective. They hired Loney Clinton to find it. She told the story to Carolyn Shapiro Shapin in 1998.
I knew what my mission was to be, to help find the culture with sufficient virulence to make the vaccine.
Her mission, to find a pertussis culture with sufficient virulence to make the vaccine. It was not an easy thing to do.
You have to be expert at culturing the bacilli.
Shapiro Shapin, who is a historian at Grand Valley State University, remembers her interview with Gordon.
And she was someone who had that gift.
So this one day, I went in and I said, okay, God, this has to be the day.
And she tells it was almost like a religious experience. You know, it was I didn't know that day I was going to come into the lab and find the strain, but there it was waiting for me. Actually, she tells it very much in the way Alexander Fleming spoke about his discovery of penicillin. And it was interesting to hear her use very similar language for that.
And bingo, there was.
After this discovery, her job in Grand Rapids was done. There was an opening with the state health department in Lansing as a microbiologist, so Gordon moved.
And I was a supervisor, and I taught and did a lot of bench work teaching people.
She became a supervisor, training other scientists in the lab.
And she was among, if not the first African-American scientist there.
Sharon Peters grew up knowing Loney Clinton Gordon. Gordon was friends with Peters' mother, Helen Clater. And Peter says her friend faced discrimination at the Lansing lab. Or as Gordon put it, some people were nasty.
And Loney was not one to suffer those kind of things silently, you know, although she had to maintain her employment. And so she, like the rest of African Americans, had to, you know, walk kind of a tightrope.
She did walk it, and she made it to retirement. In 1997, the Michigan House voted to honor her with a resolution. Gordon held a copy of that resolution in her interview in 1998. And she said she felt that she had made a definite contribution.
But there were no any headlines. I mean, that's not the way it worked. You achieved something, and you were glad for that.
There were no headlines. You achieved something, and you were glad for that. Today, there is a statue of Loney Clinton Gordon in downtown Grand Rapids, along with Pearl Kendrick and Grace Eldering. They're preserved in bronze outside of a research building where today's scientists work on more research that could someday save lives. I'm Dustin Dwyer.